Today FM's Championship Sunday with Electric Ireland, official energy partner of the GAA.
For centuries, Ireland and England's history has been intertwined with population movements in both directions. The tide has ebbed and flowed in response to politics, economics, and the social conditions of both countries. Today, it's estimated as many as 6 million people living in the UK have an Irish passport. Recognition of England's help in providing a fresh start for Irish people who couldn't find jobs at home came in 1975, when a team of Irish immigrants from London was allowed into the Connacht Championship. Until this year, they'd managed only one win, when they beat Leitrim in 1977. All changed this season with two victories under their belt and a first Connacht final appearance in prospect this Sunday. But what do Londoners think, and what's the mood like amongst the exiles? Today FM's paid a trip to the English capital to find out.
Ticket sightseeing, London bus tour. Do you need any information about bus tour? Get your tickets here.
I'm from Bangladesh. My name is Shihan. I'm a very good fan of football.
What about Gaelic football though?
Gaelic football, I heard of it, but I never seen it.
You have a message for London in the 2013 Connacht Senior Football Final against Mayo, though.
Get the cup and show us something. We are waiting for it.
Today FM in Dublin, sir. How are you? You're a Londoner?
Yes, I am, yes.
Have you heard of Gaelic football?
I have.
You realise London are in the Connacht Senior Football Final 2013?
I didn't know that, no.
James from London. I'm familiar with it. I've been to Dublin, so I've seen it on a telly there. It's just bloody aggressive, isn't it? You've got to be really hard to play it. That's what it seems to me.
Well, very silly. I'm not sure which one.
Have you got a message for London against Mayo at the weekend?
Come on, London. Let's do it.
I feel I should say something more aggressive, like smash them in the head.
One of London GAA's inter-county players works in the shadow of St Paul's Cathedral. Ahead of a tube trip with him to one of their final training sessions before the Mayo match comes an ideal opportunity to gauge the mood of Londoners ahead of the Castlebar clash in one of the city's famous black cabs.
So you're off to St Paul's Cathedral today, sir?
I am indeed. Have you been to Ireland yourself before?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. It's a place I would dearly like to go to. But I haven't made it there yet.
So is all of London talking about London v Mayo and the 2013 Connacht Senior Football Final in Castlebar?
I don't think so at the moment. I think there's a slightly bigger event going on, with all due respect to Irish football. We've got England playing Australia in the second Ashes Test at Lord's for the next 5 days. That's, I think, the main sporting event that people are focusing on in London today.
I'll jump out up here and thank you very much. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. How are we going? I'm looking for a lad from Butler's Bridge that plays football with London.
You come across him, all right, yeah.
Lorcan Mulvey, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all, how are you doing?
You're after getting a day's work under your belt in the big city of London.
Yeah, busy day, another day in the life. I'm just site manager there at Berkeley Homes in Moorgate, in the middle of London here, just living in Brixton, so it's not too bad of a journey in the morning, so just heading off to training now.
What kind of stuff occupies your day in the office?
I'm more out in sight, to be honest. I'm in and out of the office, just sending emails, coordinating subcontractors and general health and safety issues. We're building 90 apartments. I came over 2 years ago, there was nothing really at home, and missed being around Cavan, missed the club. Very hard to leave the club. I wouldn't say Cavan as much. I don't know, my career was probably coming to an end with them, and it's probably coming over here has rejuvenated it a bit, and I suppose I'm a bit fitter now than I ever was when I was at home. And the club at home, I suppose that was the biggest thing, was leaving those. I was captain at the time, and it's very hard to leave a small club like that. That depends on every player, you know.
It's a tale around Ireland at the moment, Larkin. People have to leave to pay the bills, and you're no different, and lots of others.
Yeah, there's certain people have no choices. I suppose I'd not much holding me down at home, only the football, and I was lucky enough that way. Like there's fathers over here, and they struggle and try and get home as much as they can to see the family and that. But I suppose the way things are at home, as everybody knows, it's just you have to make a living somewhere, and away you go.
This is home for the foreseeable future for you, Larkin.
Yeah, it's looking that way. It's quiet at home. It's not really going to change in the near future, which is pretty unlikely anyway. But it's not far away. At the same time, you're only 6 hours door-to-door when you include flight and travelling time and everything. So you can get home whenever you want if you have weddings and, God forbid, funerals to go home for. It's handy enough, you know.
Well, look, sure, we don't want to drop from the panel before the big game, so we better head off into... What line joins you and Ryslip?
Central line.
Very good. Packed.
Wedge today. Very warm. Yeah.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
When you're on the train, heading to training, what goes through your mind?
Suppose you try and listen to a bit of music or play a game on the phone just to keep your mind occupied. And I suppose if we were at home, I'd just take, for instance, if Cavan got to an Ulster final, I'd say you wouldn't get a minute to yourself. The farmer up the road would be quizzing you if he got a chance. And when we're over here, you're living with the normal London people, and they don't have a clue that you've a game at the weekend or not. And they don't even know you're from Ireland, I suppose. And it can be good, I suppose, in a way, quietly preparing for the game with no distractions.
The next station is South Ryslip.
The man who created history in the Connacht Championship, Paul Coggins. Larkin was a bit late there. The flaps on the Aer Lingus jet in Dublin Airport unfortunately didn't work, so the flight was delayed, and in fairness, he held on to meet me in St. Paul's tube station. So I hope you don't give him any extra laps of the field now for being late.
No, he's done enough extra laps now of this year. We'll let him off. He's fit and rearing to go, and look, that's the way it is. I was late myself this evening. The traffic is very bad this evening around London, and there's a lot of lads running a little bit late, but that's the way it is.
A bit of history already created this season. That presumably is not going to satisfy you from 2013.
No, it's not. I mean, look, everybody wants to win matches, and everybody wants to keep getting results and keep performing. And, you know, we're in the last 12. That's where we are at this moment. And we have to try and build and make sure we can go a little bit further, one way or another. That's the plan of action. So we're not looking any further than Sunday's game, though. We're focused totally on it. I've made sure that's what we're talking about. That's a big enough challenge. But it's also, as I say, I think it's a massive opportunity. It's a great thing for guys to get an opportunity to play in a provincial final against a top team. And we're going to go out there and show that we have put in the work, and that we don't need to apologise to be there. We've been there. We've beaten Sligo. We've beaten Leitrim after two hard games. So, look, we're there on merit. I hope people respect that. But, look, that's up to people.
Organising to meet you here in Ryslip, I spoke to you from your native place in Roscommon. And you've obviously not lost the accent. You're not a Cockney yet.
Not yet, no. I'd hardly become a Cockney now at this stage. But you're looking. We're representing London. We're the exiles. Been here 25 years myself, and you know, that's where we make our living, and that's where we play our football. That's where we train. We've got lads from all different counties, all different clubs. Everybody trying to be one. You know, it takes a little bit of work to do that, because they come from different backgrounds, as you could imagine, different sort of sides of play from different clubs and counties. So, but we're doing a good job. We're all happy, and we're enjoying everything that goes with it. There's no real pressure on us at all, because, look, you'll be only under pressure if you think you haven't prepared properly. And I feel this team has prepared properly. We've done the best that we can do up to now, and what we have to do is make sure we get the performance out of the boys and they get it out of themselves Sunday. And I think that will happen, because I don't think there's any other way they're going to go.
My name is Stephen O'Malley. I'm a regular here every Sunday, and I'm from a place called Recess in County Galway. I mostly do umpiring here, and I came here in the late 60s, and I was working on the building construction all over London, like Wembley and Twickenham and a lot more places. The lads is coming now from Ireland, and the girls, like, they're more educated than when we came. Like, times was really hard that time in the 60s, like, on the buildings and all that. There was a lot of lads here, like mates of mine, that always, you know, looked after me, and we looked after the lads that was coming as well that time. So it's much the same now as well. Like, I'm involved in the Gary Owen football team. Like, we get a lot of lads coming every weekend. We were very happy to fix them up with work, and then they started to play for us. They're from all over Ireland. So I'm really looking forward to the game Sunday, and I think the lads will put up a really good fight.
Brian Collins, Club in London, Chair Conor Gales. I'm from Sligo. I moved over here about 3.5 years ago. The same story, a lot of the lads when I came out of college. I worked for a while around Dublin and Wicklow, and just kind of dried up and moved over here to see how I got on, and here since. It's just great to be part of this, and hopefully we can do more moving forward.
Whereabouts in Sligo are you from? They'll be all shouting you on for, given the fact that Sligo aren't in a county final this year.
Well, yeah, Curry, County Sligo. What would be nice to think that I have a bit of support. It's a strong club. They did quite well last year and they won the county championship. So, you know, best of luck to them this year, and hopefully they can go on and do the same again.
Lloyd Colfer is my name. I'm from Camross in County Wexford. I'm here 18 months now. I'm presently working for the GA. I'm the development officer for London GA. I'm very lucky to be in the position I am. My boss is actually Mark Gotcha. He's the games manager for London, so he plays as well. So he's very understanding when I need to take days off and things like that. But hard work and commitment got us where we are, and hopefully it'll do well on Sunday again.
Anthony Murphy, I'm from County Offaly. My role with the team is selector.
How important is the GAA in your life at the minute, Tony?
The GAA has been very important in my life since I was 4 years of age, from playing with my club at home, Gracefield, to moving out to coming to London to playing with my club here. It's one of the circles of life that you'll join that you'll never ever leave.
From one clash to another, London play Mayo in the 2013 Connacht Senior Football Final. Take it away, the Ginger Malojan Experience. London calling. You've got to take your hat off to a band that includes the word Malojan in their title, Kevin. Don't want to bring up any bad memories, but it's a great story. London Championship 2013, isn't it?
It is, Paul. And I suppose, you know, I'm sure they're looking back on themselves maybe 2 years ago, last year, feeling they'd missed the boat, a draw, a 1-point loss. And, but in fairness to them, they stuck with it. Mark Gotcha has made no secret the fact that this panel is the first time they've stuck together for a number of years. So we're talking here early on about game plans and stuff. So, you know, they're probably in a better position now than they have been for years on the basis of the revolving door system hasn't been used as much as it has. So, look, they know what they're about. It's a great story, you know, but I mean, they have coming home to Ireland and drawing the first game and coming back to win it. You know, people would have felt they'd missed their chances. But obviously, things are going well inside the camp. I've spoke to Paul Goggins a few times, and he's really into his football. He's a good guy, and I'm sure he's going to have them really up for the fight.
He's saying no pressure is what they're feeling today. Is that any good, though?
Paul, at the end of the day, you know, they're not expected to come over here and beat Mayo, who would feel themselves are in the top 4 and 5, and probably looking at an Ireland appearance last year. They're looking to go one better this year. You know, they're going to be, I suppose, look, there's no pressure on the London side, but you know, they're. A team, probably the worrying fact for me looking at it would be that the fitness issue could be a huge thing here. They've started all their games very, very well. They've probably led in half time for all their games and led fairly well. The second half would be the worrying thing for me.
Oisín, one of our texters, do you think Mayo fans would mind being beaten by London if they thought their team went on to lift the Sam Maguire, says Raymond in Westport?
Absolutely not. 100%. Mayo are focused on winning the All-Ireland this year, and I suppose they see the best route to do that is to win a Connacht title. But just from that piece, Paul, you sort of get a sense, you know, just how difficult it is, you know, logistically, you know, for these London players. That's before they even stick on a pair of boots. So, you know, it is a brilliant story, and hopefully they can do themselves justice, and hopefully can stay in the game at least till half time today. And Maybe if London were to pull off a win, the Ashes mightn't seem so important to that taxi driver.
Do you know any of the lads on the London panel or anyone over there?
Yeah, Lorcan Mulvey and Kieran McCallion as well from Greenlock in Derry. And, you know, he's had a huge influence as well on them. Super footballer when he was here. Took him a bit of time to find his feet when he went to London. But, you know, he's one of the players who's led by example this year as well.
Mayo are the Connacht senior football champions for the third year in a row. As expected, they've easily defeated London to win the Leinster Cup. Reporting from Castlebar is Nathan Murphy.
Mayo 5 goals and 11 points, London 10 points. It's a 44th Connacht senior football title for Mayo. A hat-trick of goals from substitute Killian O'Connor helping Mayo to a 16-point victory. London, in their first ever Connacht final appearance, battled bravely, but there was a clear gulfing class between the two sides. Mayo led by 7 points at half-time, thanks in the main to goals from Alan Freeman and Darren Cohn. But the main talking point from the opening half was Mayo's 12 wides. James Horan couldn't hide his anger at the break. Mayo emerged a much more focused side in the second half. They also re-emerged with Killian O'Connor, the two-time Young Footballer of the Year, back after a shoulder injury, and what an impact he made, scoring 3 goals and 3 points in the second half. In fact, he was the only Mayo player to score for the last half an hour. London, for their part, only scored a single point from play in the first 68 minutes. Lorcan Mulvey kept their scoreboard ticking over with 6 frees, but they never looked like causing the shock of all shocks. But Paul Goggins and his players have every reason to be proud of their achievement in reaching this final, and their season isn't over yet, with Cavan awaiting in round 4 of the qualifiers. For Mayo, well, they won their 3 games in Connacht by an aggregate score of 45 points, yet James Horan probably has more questions than answers after this campaign. However, they are Connacht champions for the third year in a row, the first time they've achieved that since 1950. It finished here at McHale Park in Castlebar. Mayo 5-11, London 10 points.
3 Killian O'Connor goals helped propel Mayo to their third provincial senior football title in a row. No fairy tale first Connacht final appearance for London, beaten by Mayo on a margin of 5-11 to 10 points at McHale Park in what was a dream return to action after injury for Killian O'Connor.
It's great to get back on the field after the injury layoff. It's, you know, it's hard watching the boys train and play and not being able to do anything. So thankfully did a lot of work done when I came on, and Andy and Dillo and Mixer did well and they laid on the scores for me.
Manager of the Exiles, Paul Coggins, feels the historic nature of the match might have weighed heavily on his team's shoulders.
It's part of life. It's, you know, I told them to soak up every minute of it. You know, it was a big occasion for those lads, and look, it was maybe that got to them a little bit, but they dug in, they kept back strong, and I've enjoyed every minute of it and look forward to the future.